You guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 2.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I got to go. We got to go, Goo. We got to go on there. Steiny and Goo.
Phil Monroe got me in a good mood. A lot of people miss me.
I'm in a great mood, too. Filmo Mike definitely with a great compliment and a
well, there was
clever.
A couple of texts when they said you were being overbearing. They had to turn.
Yeah, no, I am.
Why would I tell you that and you're in a good...
I think I care.
Did you see it?
No, see, there's a difference between you and me. No, I didn't see it.
And I don't care either.
No, you're kind of KD.
Little Richard said all...
Hey, careful.
What? Oh. He said you get concerned. He said bad pub and good pub, all the same.
And that's what life's about.
When there's no pub, you get concerned.
You do.
No, please. Care about that stuff.
The older you get, the more mature you get, the less you care.
And that's why I'm trying to defend the likes of Sirianni and Hurts. People that have got it. I'm changing right before your eyes. You're having problems.
At a glacial pace.
Yep.
Bucks Warriors tonight.
Why no Giannis? It's strange.
He's not playing?
No. I'm saying usually we're talking about Giannis.
We are.
We got other stuff popping off, huh? Allegedly, Kuminga could be with the Warriors after the 15th. You heard it from me first.
All right. I'd rather talk about something of substance regarding the Warriors. If you guys knew how much time I spent thinking about the Warriors and the Niners.
No, I believe you.
You'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day.
Okay. What? You like the Arctic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I was like last night, I'm like, Niners. Ooh, there's a lot there. Steiny, let's think about it. Well, all the fans are scared, so how can we prey on that? I'm kidding. So I was thinking about the Warriors and where they're at right now. And before I tell you this, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you before the show. And I'd like you to give me the same answer because that's where we got to start. All right, you ready? Here we go. Warriors. How many years do you think Steph Curry can play? How many more years do you think?
Honestly,
maybe not at this level.
I'm saying Brett Favre, four.
Not five.
Four for sure.
Six,
all right. They're probably going to play more, but there's no doubt.
Okay. Four more years.
Yes. So,
in 2027, after next year,
okay,
it's a big free agent class. Big.
Jokic,
Giannis, Donovan Mitchell. I just put some of the big boys down. Trae Young, not that he's whatever. So to me, it's become obvious that if Steph's your best player, you're never going to win another title at this point. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can you just real? I don't want to fight you. Can you elaborate on that?
He didn't play enough games.
What about last year? Had he held up, Steiny, there's no telling where we would have went. He got hurt. But why do you just say that with so much just...
Because he's 38 years old. And if you... Okay, and as great as he is, if you expect Steph Curry to carry you four rounds in the playoffs, Steph, as a number one... I'm just telling you, I think that's
wow.
I think that's
foolish.
Well, I
got PTSD from last year. You made me think about last year, but go ahead.
My point is the only way you're gonna get Steph his fifth ring is if he's a supporting player, if he's a second, maybe third option.
Like when Durant was here. It was 1-1A. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is,
what are you? I'm trying.
If you have a year and a half to get somebody, at least one guy in here who's better than Steph. Now you got Now you got Giannis and Steph, but Steph's 39 or 40.
All right,
he's not going to carry us. He can't. He can't do that now.
Like
he
Bron,
can't
carry when, us now. D-Wade was with Bron. Bron was
exactly.
There.
All right. Go ahead.
By the way, Antetokounmpo is out tonight.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
Alex.
Oh, you're an ass.
Dude, yeah, you know what?
You are. You're a jerk.
I'm done with him for the, like, man, you messed up my night. But he didn't. Oh, that's pretty good.
So the reality is like Ray Allen, who was the number one on a team for many, many years.
Facts.
They've never won titles like Steph. When did he win a title? As like the third option.
I got you.
That's the only way it's going to come
down. He was
an
important part as a third option.
Damn right. And Steph will obviously be an important part as a second or third option, but you've got to push him down in the pecking order. You have to. So if you think Steph's going to have two more good years after next year, and he's still going to shoot the hell out of it, how does he look as a second or third best player on your team?
I think now, I think we got to welcome it.
Exactly. Now we might have action. So if you think Curry's going to play four more years, then we have got to figure out how in 2 years, when it's more realistic, although Steph's declined, but how can we be better? You got to go get a big boy. And I also think the odds are better of getting a big boy free agent if Steph still has a couple more years than if he's gone completely. So let's just say Giannis, 2 years from now, becomes a free agent. Steph's 39, but still, I'm going to use it, still frisky.
Yeah, that's my word.
Giannis might come. Giannis isn't going to come if Steph's not here or retired, I don't think. But, my point is, I think the only way to go, and I actually think it might be the way they're intending to go now, and that is, in 2027, we're going to try to put ourselves in position to get a big boy player. And in the meantime,
that's what I was about to ask.
We're
going to
win as many games as we can. And we're also going to put together a team where can we get one guy next to Butler's going to be gone. In the next year and a half, it's about acquiring a player who could be your second or third best player along with Steph.
That's a big deal and a big catch. Like who?
Now here's the other thing I'd like to do. Can you get into the draft this year somehow? Could you get, if you traded Kuminga to a team, could you get a protected first? He's not helping you anyway. You're not winning a title this year or next year, probably. But you know what? If Steph has as much longevity as we think he may have, and we talk about LeBron, looking at LeBron at 41, if we truly believe that, then let's make a plan and go for a big boy. And it doesn't mean we're conceding, because you can do that without doing anything right now. So in the meantime, you try to get better right now, knowing full you're not taking any salary on after 2027.
And I just have to ask, is this under a new coach?
Absolutely. Steve, let me tell you something. Come on.
I'm watching them, man. I asked you guys this in the morning. Yeah.
Is there any way Steve Kerr is the coach next year?
I have no idea.
I don't believe so.
Hell yes was no my chance. Answer. Bastani, I watch him like I watch Joe Lacob, you know, just his mannerisms. And I think not only is he disappointed, Stani, in the play, but I'm starting to feel like, is he questioning, has his message just got lost with all these turnovers and the things that are going on, man? I'll always respect him. He's on my top 5-10 list, Stani, but I'm looking at him, and I know he was he got ran for that goaltending call, but I thought there was some other frustration in that, and that would only make him human. But I'm watching his mannerisms, his conversations or talks with coaches that I have no idea from my sofa that what they're talking about, but it's after certain plays. Stani, I just think, man, this dude can't wait till this is over. And I hope I'm wrong.
Remember when it was Durant's last year?
I'll never forget. It was a dark cloud.
And it was December.
Yeah. And he was on the bus by himself.
And people were saying, he's not going to leave. Well, basketball nirvana.
And then he went to the Chase Center, groundbreaking.
Remember what I said? I said, you know, in this day and age of reporting, you know, sources, this and that, yeah, you can get around it all. I said to you, hey, Goo, the league thinks Durant is going to leave Golden State. That was in December.
I remember.
All right, let me tell you something. The league believes ain't no way Curry's going to be coaching this team next year.
And my question to you would be why?
Because
why,
it's why over. It's so hard. Why? The question would be why
he
not?
He says it's over.
No, with Steve.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I mean,
here since 14, man.
I would be shocked if he's the coach next year. Shocked. And that's why you're not going to fire him now.
What grade would you give him thus far?
A C.
Oh, I was just about to say it. That was my
average. He's average. They're all average.
Yep. And again, I'll just, you know, an episode of the Steiny and Goo from yesterday, it wasn't Buddy Hield as Larry Bird. It was the fact that this dude is more accomplished than what you have on your roster. He should never be a bump on a pickle. And I'm telling you, Steiny, at some point, he's going to be back on the floor. But why is it taking an eternity when you're shooting 10 of 41? And
I'm trying to.
Yeah, I got you.
Talk about big picture stuff, and you want Buddy Hield to get 12 more minutes.
I'm Batman.
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to be okay in 2 years.
I don't think they had that Steph conversation yet. I don't think they think they're done this year.
It doesn't matter.
Steph said all he cares about, and he told us to our face, is having a chance.
Perhaps.
Here's the other thing I got to tell Warrior fans, and I'm going to stick it to Shasky and Spadoni too. As they did this, they do what everybody does.
I missed it.
Oh, Steiny wants the Warriors to get Trae Young. Steiny wants the Warriors to get Trae Young.
That used to be your guy.
So listen, just let me set up a larger point here.
Do you want the piece of information before or after your point?
Before.
Uh-oh.
Sham Sharania. Trae Young has the Washington Wizards as his top preferred trade destination.
That makes sense. His old GM.
I told you.
But here's what I'm saying about Trae Young. So I said, you know, where the Warriors are right now, you know what? Trae Young's 27. He's got 2 more years under contract. I would think about acquiring Trae Young if I did not have to give up Steph Curry, nor an inordinate amount of draft picks.
Okay.
And I will tell you,
go ahead.
And everybody ridicules that.
Right.
Like the Warriors now...
I would take him
like,
in a second.
Like they can laugh at Trae Young.
No, you can't.
Well, guess what? You ain't getting better.
Yeah.
You're like, it's over then. You don't want Trae Young. You don't want Ja Morant. AD's too old. You know, I'm just saying, like,
I watched AD last night against Sac. I'll take him.
And you know what? You're right. I am not crazy about Trae Young. He's not like Sabonis. I like him much more than Sabonis, but I'm not crazy.
He would be
the
third best player on this team.
Probably be the second.
And I was just about to go there.
But anyway.
Derek Jeter, number 2.
And I get it. He's not, of course he's not going to win you stuff alone. But like, it is easy to forget. He was the best player on a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago.
Come on, man.
He needs a change of scenery.
Yes.
If you get him, if it doesn't work out in 2 years, you leave. Oh, Steph and Trae can't play together. First of all, they can. They're just small as hell. But, okay, we'll figure. You know, Monte Ellis and Curry played together for a year or two, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I'm telling you,
I'm just saying,
you're not good enough to say Trae Young couldn't be on this team. That's where I'm at, man. So, Steiny, I would welcome Trae Young.
I'm just saying, like, I think we got to be realistic. That's all. Let's go to Kevin in Pleasanton.
P-Town.
Hey, real quick, Kevin, hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting for the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, Kev, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. I just got in my car. I heard Steiny dropping bombs all over the place. Couldn't believe it. Steiny, you are 1,000% what you're saying about Steph needs to be more of not so much of a primary in order for the team to develop more. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, Steiny, is that no one wants to come here, man, in the current offensive set. I mean, if the offense doesn't change, it's not very exciting. And then, Goo, your bomb, you dropped about, well, not really a bomb, but having Trae, man, we, instead of the antique show, we'll be the damn lollipop kids, man.
Man,
that's what I'm getting to. Around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thanks, Kevin. I appreciate the call. Oh, go ahead. All right, thanks.
Yeah, we need talent.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? Because I know people get caught up on number one and number two and, you know. How about this?
NBA.
The Warriors are not going to win another title with Steph in this current role. Will you give me that?
okay, if I give it to you, I want to give it to you predicated on Steph's. It's not Steph's fault.
I'm not saying it is.
You know what I mean? He's giving you 30 a night.
Anything like that. He's 38 years old, and I just said,
okay.
I don't think they can win a title with him in this role, which is still the central. Right. Everything revolves around Steph.
But you hit a nerve.
He's 38.
And they have failed him. They have failed. That's what hurts. Right, if this dude looked like Uncle Ben out there, you can accept what they are. But the failures at every turn, including Jonathan Kuminga not being able to participate, is it makes it worse for the chef. That's where Dumb Nation's at. And I get what you're saying.
But that ship is
still giving you. Well, fix it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, Goo.
We've been talking about January 15th all summer.
Well, still not January 15th,
but it's coming.
I got to tell some people this story. I don't care.
Oh?
Because you got me mad.
Lakeham called you?
No.
Huh.
Get this, Warrior fans.
What you about to say?
Nick Friedell comes on the morning show.
My man,
morning
our man.
Roast.
Four times.
He comes on the morning roast, and he said, you know, I think it's possible.
Uh-oh.
It's possible that, you know, Kuminga could be on this team after the trade deadline. Guru says, well, looks like I'm going to have a victory lap.
Right, I said it.
And I'm like, he's not even eligible to be traded yet, and you're going to take a victory lap. Because Nick Friedell said there's a chance he won't get traded, which is what you said. So you want to take a victory lap before he could ever officially been traded.
My victory lap was coming on the 15th or thereafter.
No, it can't come on the 15th. It's got to come on the trade deadline day.
Which is what?
February.
Oh, Steiny, stop.
Dude, they're going to have a month bidding process.
Oh, my God.
To get the best offer.
Why do you think he wouldn't be traded on the 15th, like the day he's eligible?
Because things.
Oh, yes. So why didn't that mess up? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because they might not feel, they may feel like they can get a better deal with time moving on.
You think?
I'm not saying I would do that.
But so if you're, how many games is that going to be where he's a DMP?
Who?
The Kuminga.
18.
That is, wow.
That's until February 15th.
18, how many, Evans? Go ahead.
Well, there's only four more games until January 15th, but there's 18 more games until February.
Just, wow, man. This has been a colossal just failure, man.
Can I tell you?
Wow. We need
Thundercat. Can I tell you?
We do.
Why? I'm thinking about the Warriors.
Man, I need a second.
Prev is there. The best teams have a third and even four scoring options. After Steph and Jimmy, who else can score?
No,
nobody. I'm with Steiny about Steph.
Yeah,
I'm nice.
Thanks, Prev. I got to admit, and I said this yesterday, we didn't really get into it, but one of the reasons, like I'm looking at the Warriors and what can they do and this, that, and the other thing, and where are they at? There's a reason why I've intensified that. Honest to God. And here it is, Evan. Here's why. Here is why it's intensified.
Yeah, I mean, I think where we are as a franchise is we're still a good team. We're still competitive. We're trying to give ourselves a swing at the plate every year. And we did that last year. You know, we went on a run late. Got to the playoffs, won a round, felt like we had a really good shot to win another round. And, you know, Steph got injured. But the point of where we are with the age of our, you know, best players is we can still be good, but we're obviously not in the same class as we were 5-6 years ago. We're not in the same class as the team we played tonight and several other teams in the league. So there's no point in denying that. So I think we have to embrace it and be realistic and give ourselves a shot. And we can give ourselves a shot like we did a year ago by connecting and staying healthy and getting on a run. And we're still good enough to do that. And if you do that and you have a shot, you get to the playoffs, you never know what's going to happen. And I think that's where we are right now. And so we got to keep fighting.
Yeah, that is sobering. Wow.
But let me ask you a question.
So now, go ahead.
Is he saying any, like, I was just thinking of Billy Joel. Honesty is such a lonely
world. Some uptown girl. What anyway, the hell is that? Yeah.
He's just being honest. And he's right. What's so hard about saying Steve's right? He's right.
You don't voice those type of things. If you don't believe,
you do
if you
got 50 more games to coach.
If you don't believe, we don't believe.
They're realistic.
Well, so you're sitting with Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green.
But you know you're not a title team.
So we got to keep fighting.
Oh, man. And you know what? I came down Kyle's road in the offseason or at the beginning of the season when he had that soundbite where we thought he was trying to curl expectations and kind of, you know, set you up for maybe not so great of a year. And look where they're at now. So Steve's earned that. The bottom line, Stoney, words, he could have said we still got action. You got to go out there. And I just – Mike Dunleavy, I like him, Stoney. We've had the pleasure of talking to him. But now every day that goes by, just think about the construct of this roster. It's on somebody. There's some basketball blood in Warrior World on somebody's hands. And now this Kuminga thing is just it's part of it. I don't have any earthly idea what's going on. And then on the flip side, you got the plus 90, minus 65 with Draymond. But because he's Draymond, there's nothing to see here. It's some stuff I don't like to smell the odor of it coming out of from the Warriors, man. I just don't.
I don't think there's a mystery as to what's going on. They're telling you.
I mean, we're living in the past.
Steve Kerr said we're a fading dynasty. Steve Kerr said we are not in the league of OKC and several other teams. There's no point in denying
it. Well, that would explain maybe the guy sitting out against OKC Friday.
Well, I just think that
if that's how your coach feels,
I feel like they're kind of starting to send the message as though we're starting to. We
Steph
as an organization
is not thinking that way. So what's going to happen with him?
Steph is truly smart enough to know that this team's going nowhere.
But what's
right
that
now
mean? He's got all the, he carries the weight, right. And if he's dropping 30, shooting 40 from deep, and still, man, he is not where Draymond and Jimmy are at, where you could see the slippage.
That's why.
So something's got to happen.
That's why I am looking toward 2027. Curry's making 58. He's making 62 next year. It is going to be so hard to put anything around him when he's making that much. So 2027.
So you think ideally he's okay still, with him just being
ideally
mediocre?
He's still frisky.
No, frisky.
And you pay him $25 million for the last 2 years. And
what about this year? That's what I'm at. You think he's like
you act as though Curry is automatically surprised that they're 19 and 18.
Oh, I gotta believe thoroughly disappointed.
You think he's surprised by what's happened with Kuminga? You think after 4 years, Steph Curry's looking at Kuminga, getting DNP saying, I don't understand this is happening.
Right, give me this. What if I think, and I'm being real, what if I tell you I think Steph's surprised he was even on the roster? That they didn't facilitate a trade this offseason.
The one thing, yeah, you might be right.
Okay.
But like the one thing is like Steph, it's not like Steph wakes up one day and goes, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't win here. It's like they've talked about this all career, like the last 4 years.
When Draymond walked off, well, I forget who it was against. Who did he walk off against, Donnie? When Evan did his game, made his debut, announcing play-by-play, I felt like I read, you know, I saw something in Wiggins' eyes, but I felt like I read Steph just like, what the F is, are we still dealing with? Like, Stoney, you're kind of giving it like Steph knows and, you know.
He does know.
Right, we'll just write, nah.
What do you mean, nah? Steph Curry's played on some of the greatest teams in basketball history. And then he won a title in 2022.
No, I'm saying demands to get it fixed.
You can make all the demands you want. That doesn't mean it's going to, you know what? I wanted a raise.
Well, that's different.
No, it's not.
You're not just Steph, because you but you're good.
But my point,
you know what I mean?
My point is like, okay, let's just say Sarah is
Sarah Vinny, yeah.
Well, Sarah wants more money. Like, no. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
But I guess you think he's, I know we got to go. He's okay with this. I think
he's not at all, but he knows that things don't happen in a snap of a finger.
You got the deadline coming.
And there's nothing that has happened this season that's surprising him. I'm sure of it. He's probably like, this is what we thought could happen on the back end. All right, let's go. Warriors Wednesday, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
I know everything.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
I whacked that thing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Steiny and Goo, you know who we are.
It's lunchtime, baby.
You know who I am. You guys kill me sometimes. Shut up, Evan. Yeah.
You know, well, we want to.
Sometimes teams have to take a few years to get better.
Yeah.
Hello.
Man. Yeah.
Trust the process.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm leaving the Warriors out of this one. They're not in this one. Let's talk about one of the laughing stocks of the NBA, right? Let's talk about the laughing stocks of the NBA. The Wizards.
It's not the Hornets.
The Wizards. Let's say the Wizards, right? Wizards. Okay. And I wouldn't disagree with you. So I'm looking at their roster. They're playing they're playing better now. And I'm like, okay, so they're going to try to get Trae Young. Okay. I know what, like, when I heard they're really want to get Trae Young, okay. I said to myself, oh, I know exactly what they're doing. So they've got, and whether you like him or not, there's a plan. Clearly, they love Sar, who's, I think, going to be a
averaging
really
18
player. He's a great lob threat and more. They're going to have Trae Young. And then I get it. These are guys you probably haven't heard of. Kyshawn George.
He's a baller.
Trey Johnson. Who else we got on that team?
I was just about to.
But what I'm saying is they're not very good right now. But
feel good about the direction.
But they have their Kuminga, Wiseman, and Moody. Oh, so let's see, like, if those guys develop, and I'm not saying they're a title team. I'm saying, I know what they're trying to do there. That's all.
No, told you I'm on League Pass, and I'm watching all these teams, even if they're not winning, just looking at their players and the types and the body type, like, I want those type of dudes. So I got roster envy.
What type of dudes?
Young athletic dudes with promise. Okay. What Kuminga and Moody were at.
Well, you blew that.
And man.
Okay, so that's my point.
You blew it three times.
That's
over.
That's right. So don't
think. You may not get a lottery pick forever.
You may, but it's going to take 3 years. Whoa. Like, you can't. I'm not saying 3 years to win. I'm just saying you strike out on Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody's just okay. Like, you don't just get to, it'll be 1 year and we'll make up. No. Man. It's like, that's why I think it just, it's undoable that people are looking for a quick fix in the next 2 years with Steph when
what hurts
we need
me
more
about,
time yeah, to but, get better.
Yeah, but I'll say this. What, and Kerr was talking about fading. What I thought Jimmy Butler was, or where he was at in his career athletically, that's fading for me. And I'm telling you, for you to sit there and describe where the Warriors are at and use a word with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, I'm not even mentioning Dre, to say you didn't say we don't have any action, but that's not enough. It's almost crazy like.
Okay.
But well, it speaks to what's around this? It, and it's not enough.
Here's the other problem the Warriors face. If you're telling me that Butler and Steph aren't really the problem, I say, okay, but they're two of the five highest paid players.
Facts.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
So you tell me what we can do. Like,
it's not about what you can,
you can't do anything right now except play basketball.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You could run a guy out there that you think you're trading, but now he might not get traded. You could play him. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Right, and that's like rearranging the deck chairs, to my way of thinking. Let's go to Steel Toe. Steel Toe in San Mateo. Hey, Steel Toe, how you doing?
Thank you, Guru, Steiny. Still love your show. You guys are the number one. I want to talk about something everybody's afraid to talk about. Here it goes. Earlier this year, Phoenix Suns bought off Bradley Beal, right? There you go. This is something somebody's afraid to do. And over there last year, Milwaukee Bucks, they bought off Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see them tonight. And we're going to see Ryan Rollins. We're going to see a guy named Kevin Porter Jr. All right? You get better when you cut off the carcass. Okay? You know who else was? Remember last year? The Denver Nuggets got rid of their head coach and GM. And they made it to the Western Conference Finals.
Thank you.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Hey.
All you.
Hey, okay, Joe Lacob is full of it. He doesn't have what it takes to be a real owner and drop off the dead carcass off his team. You got to get rid of Steve Kerr and Draymond Green, and you add an inside presence scoring with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. I bet you we could probably most likely make it to the Western Conference Finals, Western Conference. If you just got rid of a better coach who could score in the paint and get rid of Draymond who can't even score, and you got Steph Curry scoring on the outside, you're going to get better that way. This year, if freaking Joe Lacob has the balls and was a real owner, okay?
Hurry.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
He was feeling it, though. The fashion was there.
I would say it a little more delicately.
He had some examples.
There's absolutely no doubt that...
Oh, man.
There's absolutely no doubt that over the last... You know, since the last title, the Warriors have had opportunities to pivot. Maybe not do 180s, but, you know, take different avenues to get where they are today. They chose the avenues they chose, and they're in this position now. And are there scenarios where they could be in a better position? Probably. Scenarios where they could be worse? Yeah, I'm sure they could have figured out a way to be worse.
But if you're just going to play basketball, the other part that's cut me is there are opportunities to change or reduce some minutes for some players. And you know who I'm talking about. And if we're not even going to do that predicated on who you are and what you mean, that it just gets more bitter than the record. And they're one over. But when you know, Stoney, and they know, but they don't want to do anything about it because of the past and what have you, that you know, missing on a draft pick hurts, obviously, but that part is the part that's cut me. The culture of this dude's too big, so I'm going to sit here and lie to the masses. Not lie, but Steve Kerr say we need Draymond when everybody, including that caller under the sun with a pair of eyes, knows it's not death if you reduce his minutes. And Monty Poole, credit to him, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. The other night, asking Steve Kerr, what about the trend where the team's playing better without him in the lineup? And Kerr didn't, like, what was he supposed to say? Yeah, Monty, yeah, we're really going to look into that. But come on, man. Call a spade a spade.
Well, that's why I'm not, like, that one doesn't
infuse.
Like
cuts, I said, though. That hurts.
It's been like that for 15 years. Like, you want him to change
I'm
right now?
I'm seeing stuff like that on my TV. Non-sports.
Man, that's...
Don't spit on me and tell me it's raining.
Well, don't spend...
You know?
Don't spend 37 games ripping Draymond Green and then saying, but I still think this team can get it together. Yeah, he'll be stronger in March. Draymond will be stronger in March. All right, real quick, in 10 minutes, we're going to jump back to the San Francisco 49ers. Evan, do you mind doing the injury update again for me? Because there were a lot of names there. I want to get them right. But this is Evan talking about who practiced for the Niners today.
Who didn't practice for the Niners today. Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall both did not practice. George Kittle was limited. And Eric Kendricks has been signed to the roster by the Niners. Kaiser White was signed to the practice squad. And then on the Eagles side, one name of note that we mentioned earlier in the show, Lane Johnson, limited in practice for Philadelphia.
Oh. So he practiced a little.
Yes, he did.
Oh, this game's going to be impossible.
Well, they weren't getting home with or without him.
Yeah, go beat him. You're a 12-win
yeah,
team.
There
go
you
beat
go,
him.
Steiny.
That's my Steiny.
That's got to be your attitude, Evan, I think. Can't go into Philly meek. Let me tell you something.
Shout out Meek Mill.
You know what?
Philly rapper.
Let me tell you what the Niners should do. They should take me on the team plane because I'll tell them how to act in Philly and how to put the fans in their place.
Are we getting your boy on or your partner?
Get the sense. Like,
oh, they don't want the smoke? Come
on. No. The guy I'm going to get on is not going to come in here and be like talking crap about the Niners. Like, that's not.
Wasn't the guy who had them as the seventh best rivalry for the year.
Yeah, we want
that's
that
a young
guy.
Punk
yeah, we want
son of
guy.
My friend.
Yeah.
Son of my friend.
Now,
this is a guy who's, you know, just an Eagles fanatic who's been a season ticket holder for, you know, he'll say stuff like, you know, he'll show you what. Maybe I'll come on and have him defend Philly fans.
Like, are they out or in on the team? Forget what we're saying and what I believe. Are they out? Are they in?
They look at it this way. We better win Sunday.
Oh, no.
Period. End of story.
There's major pressure there.
What if they don't? We'll deal with that later, but.
So no practice for the hammy with Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Pearsall. Those are two names that jumped out at me. Pearsall
shouldn't have jumped out at you because he's been on the injury report for 18 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's go to GP.
Daddy.
Jeep out, Grandpa Daddy. What's up, Grandpa Daddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Got it? Yeah.
You know what, man? I love you guys. I'm driving on the road. You really make my day, man. I swear.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Steiny, Guru, last time I didn't give you your kudos, you got a little butt hurt. So I just want to let you know, Guru, you are the man too, Guru. You are the man too. So I couldn't do this show without you. You two
no doubt.
Each other. I'm going to thank both of you. But I want to say something, man. How much does Steph really want a fifth ring? So if you really want a fifth ring, check this out, dog. You making $62 million.
Mm.
Okay, homie. One or two, can you drop 10? You know, can you drop it to 50 and give up $12 million and say, hey, Joe, you know, hit me on the back end, maybe with some shares or something. You know, I'm trying to get somebody good up in here to help me. Would he do that? I mean, like,
yes.
Do you really need 62, bro?
Steph Curry would.
Steiny, what do you think? I mean, like,
he would do that. Now, I don't think you could mess with his 62 next year, but the next contract you sign him to.
No,
Grandpa,
I'm talking about next year.
I know.
Steiny.
Well, I think that.
Come
no,
on,
they can't
man.
Do that. They can't do that. I'm pretty sure that's. Hey,
man.
Grandpa, thanks. You're not a great connection today.
But
we still love you.
Yeah. For dangle the system.
I mean, think about this for a minute.
Like they do in the NFL restructure. It's like, oh, thanks.
Like, if you're telling me Steph Curry, like,
62.
This is another scenario which I don't think is absolutely crazy. Like, that's the other. He's making 62 next year.
That is wild.
Butler's making 56. Like, that's just a realistic constraint. But what about the year after? If Steph says, you know what, I think I can play two more years, why wouldn't he play for an extremely reasonable number to give himself two more years? Like, I got to tell you, I know this is going to sound crazy and he'd never do that, but Steph Curry's a billionaire, right? Seriously, why, if he can play four more years, you really want to win? Play on the minimum for 2 years at the end of your career. We'll get some players around you in 2027, Steph. How about taking $10 million a year?
It's the story of my life, Steiny, but I'm so fixated on right now. Yeah. But
right now is not fun to think about because they're not very good and we know they're not going anywhere.
Is it they're not very good or they're not playing very good?
It's both, I think.
I think it's the latter.
They can play better, but
okay,
they're still not
doubt.
On anybody's they level. They're not a serious contender. How about that?
And
will
I
you give
you,
me that?
Last time I saw you in 2025, They were third in defensive rating. They slipped to fourth. Fitz slipped that in on the last broadcast. But, Stoney, they're not easy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means.
They were making Kawhi turn the ball over.
You're not serious right now.
No, I got it.
19 and 18.
No, I got you.
Okay, and if you're telling me they are playing super hard, that's even more of a problem.
No, but I can't ignore that, and they are. But, again, I'm looking at this deadline like that's the only thing you got left to make and myself and other Warrior Dub Nation believe. And I got to believe Curry is seething underneath.
I don't think he is. This didn't just crop up. Like, Steph didn't just figure out what time it was.
Well, you
I'm
said
not saying
yesterday.
He's not frustrated.
Okay, because
when
he's lobbying for those calls and we see Steve Kerr getting kicked out, that's letting me know, yeah, for the people that aren't Jedis, you might think it's just about the continuation. Or you might just think it's about the non-call. Stoney, I think it's festering over. And now they're acting out of care. Everybody. And that's why you see Curry being more than monster.
Then it's time to make changes, clearly. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I here's what I think. Like, remember what I said to you, Sogu? You don't allow for the possibility that Warriors could be relatively healthy and just an average team.
I'll never forget.
And you said,
hell no
chance.
Yeah, hell no.
Well, I guarantee you who allowed that window to be open a little bit, that's Steph Curry.
Oh, wow.
Of course it is. You think Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and Steph Curry, or forget Steph, you think Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy don't go into a season and say, this is what we think, but if it doesn't happen, well, we'll figure it out then.
Well, I don't want to call them fools, but if you thought that after breaking off Jimmy Butler the bread that he's not earning offensively, and you're just going to take that and it's okay, or you're supposed to expect that, that sounds ludicrous.
What do you mean?
When you went in on Jimmy, you're all in. So for you to sit there and say, yeah, they thought this could be a part of on the bingo card, hell no.
But they told you that.
This has been catastrophic.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Part
of it, too.
It's not.
No way, man.
Well, okay. And why is it catastrophic? Because you thought they'd be 25 and 14.
Why would you pay Jimmy what you're paying him if you thought even for a Texas second that you weren't good enough to even just qualify for the playoffs? That's a fool's errand right there. That's why
I
know.
Get through your head. These guys can be wrong. Mike Dunleavy said we've got a two-year window. And you know what? When he said a two-year window, my first thought is, you know what that means? They got 2 years maximum, and they know that things could get sideways. And if they get sideways, we can pivot in another direction. Now, if you think the Warriors didn't consider that, what do you want them to live in fantasy land?
Well, I think we're talking about two different things.
They have to allow for the best case scenario and the worst case scenario. I don't even think this is the worst case scenario.
Oh, but it's not playing is the worst case.
Wait till the injuries come. That's the worst case scenario. Well, it might not be. But that's what I'm saying, Goo.
I hope you're wrong. And
wrong about which part?
Them not seething or saying to each other behind closed doors or as a group is we're effed right now. And Kuminga's a part of it. But, man, our lack of athleticism, that's why Kerr was showing out against the Clippers. He was mad. He's frustrated, too. But the one thing I can give Steve Kerr is you don't have a jersey. Guys are letting you down at every turn, throwing the ball away after you're preaching. So I get that part of it.
You know what? We can't. Steph's got a role in this too.
Steiny, he's averaging 29.7.
And he missed 10 games already, and they haven't even played 40. So what do you do when Steph doesn't play 20 games a year? You've got to get better. And you know what? You're actually, you know what's funny? Is I was thinking Curry makes $750,000 a game.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? Actually, if you just count the games played, he makes $1 million a game.
Wow.
I mean, I know this. I know, and I'm not killing Steph, but
you can't. I got you.
But
you can't. He's all we got.
Like, you think they can still build around Steph like he's 30, and that's just, I like that to me is Well, I don't know.
I think you're putting too much in my doorstep because, honestly, they were given the gifts that they earned by playing bad basketball or injuries with three picks in the draft that they struck out on. And now they will be lucky to move one of the guys, Jonathan Kuminga, and get something of substance when here at this station and you and I did 4 hours daily about the what you could get in return when we thought at least it might be something of value. Now there's a situation or instance where you might get a penny on a dollar. This thing is reeking.
I mean, the reality is anybody who is smart, which I'm sure includes Lacob and Dunleavy. I mean,
tell me. I'm like, you got me. Okay, what? Finish that.
I mean,
if they
thought they were like, it happens all the time in sports. The front office tells you that they're going to be pretty good, and they're not. And so are they lying or they really did think?
But
are they lying
eyes,
or are they dumb?
Okay, Stoddy, I hear you. But our eyes, the fans saw last year.
You know what? There are so many fans out there that said during the offseason, this thing's not going anywhere, even with Butler. How come? Because they have to play a full season. Oh. Because they got they've got an issue with Kuminga. Why else? Their young players aren't that great. Like, you weigh all of it, and I came to the conclusion they might be able to win 46, I said.
We got a bit, but...
But they're probably not going to win 46.
I'm out.
So they misevaluated, and then they got to try to get better next year.
But when you say try and get better, why should we have confidence?
That's where I'm going. Four rings.
Like, Joey Lightyears is really getting put to the test now.
Duh! They came out of a dynasty. Like, when I said this 5 years ago, people were like, I'm an idiot. But I said, we're not going to know anything about, like, sure, Joe Lacob's been very successful, but we're going to find out about Joe Lacob in the next, well, we're finding out about him right now.
Right.
Okay.
Not a
Let's
doctor.
See what happens when Steph's gone. Like,
I know, of course, but I think that's never going to happen. But man, I know this is going to sound ludicrous, and it won't be the first time words out of my mouth. If he were slowing down like Draymond was, or a fading star, I think I might feel better about where the Warriors are at. But the irony is, it's the basketball version of Macbeth, that this dude is still at some, he can get you 30, he's blockbuster to watch, the percentages are pretty much still there, and he's got nothing. Everything around is eroding.
I don't know, Goo. I don't look at it like
Moses Moody is his running mate starting games. Come on, man. Well, and if it ain't Moody, it's Potts.
Well,
come
they
on,
won four
man.
Titles and they're come drafting, on, you know, they come on. They drafted a guy.
That's the realizations I'm coming with now. Look what he's going to war with now. Half of Draymond, because he loves Draymond, that's okay. Come on. 4-on-5 basketball, and we all see it. But I get it. You know what I mean?
Like, we didn't know this before.
Because they were covering it.
You know, the bottom line is like you don't see any negatives on any, like, you're still, Steph is terrific. There's no doubt he's one of a kind. He's playing at a level that nobody's played at his age.
Let's cash it in.
But it doesn't mean he can carry a team. He's 38
My
in March.
My point, partner, is he shouldn't have to.
That's funny.
Not named Steph Curry.
When I said to you, we need to get a player in here so Steph can not have the same role. You said,
that.
I can't wait 2 years.
I got to be honest. Well, I thought, I thought Jimmy was kind of that. Like, you know, where Steph would be, I'll have to take a little.
So let's say you're
working a little ago. Yeah.
All right. What's coming?
You know, that was
no. You will be fine.
We'll be fine. Good,
yeah, you'll be a solid play-in team right now.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, man. Here for good.
So we got to keep fighting.